Kemmler's disciples, she said. Her eyes were deeper than the lake she stood upon. Could it be?
Could what be? I asked.
The word, she said. The word of Kemmler. Has it been found?
I said, sort of.
Her delicate white brows rose.
Meaning what, pray tell?
Meaning that the book was found, I said, by a local thief. He tried to sell it to a man named Gravain.
Kemmler's first student, Mab said. Did he acquire the book?
No, I said. The thief used mortal technology to conceal the book in order to prevent Gravain from taking it from him without paying.
Gravain killed him, Mab guessed.
And how?
This mortal ferromancy, technology, you called it. Does it yet conceal the book?
Yeah.
Gravain yet seeks it?
Yeah. Him and at least two more, Cowell and the corpse taker.
Mab lifted a pale hand and tapped a finger to rich, lovely lips the color of frozen mulberries.
Her nails were colored with shining opalescence, gorgeous to the eye and distracting as hell. I felt a little dizzy until I forced myself not to look at them.
Dangerous, she mused. You have fallen among deadly company, mortal. Even the council fears them.
You don't say.
Mab narrowed her eyes, and a little smile graced her lips.
Impudent, she said. It's sweet on you.
Gosh, that's flattering, I said. But you haven't told me a thing about why they might be interested in the Earl King.
Mab pursed her lips.
The being you ask me about is to goblins as I am to the she, a ruler, a master of their kind, devious, cunning, strong, and swift. He wields dominion over the spirits of fallen hunters.
I frowned.
What kind of spirits?
The spirits of those who hunt, Mab said. The energy of the hunt, of excitement, hunger, bloodlust.
Betimes the Earl King will call those spirits into the form of the great black hounds and ride the winds and forests as the wild hunt. He carries great power with him as he does, power that calls to the remnants of hunters now passed on from mortal life.
You're talking about ghosts, I said, the spirit of hunters.
Indeed, Mab said, shades that lay in quiet rest beyond the beck of the mortal pale will rise up to the night and the stars at the sound of his horn and join the hunt.
Powerful shades, I said quietly.
Spectres most potent, Mab said, nodding, her eyes bright and almost merry as they watched me.
I leaned on my staff, trying to get as much weight as I could off of my injured leg, so that it would stop pounding enough to make me think.
So a gaggle of wizards whose stock in trade is enslaving the dead to their will is interested in a being whose presence calls up powerful spirits they couldn't otherwise reach. I followed the chain of logic from there.
There's something in the book that tells them how to get his attention.
Darling child, Mab said. So clever for one so young.
So what is it? I asked. Which part of the book?
Your godmother, she said, her smile growing wider, has no idea.
I ground my teeth together. But you do?
I am the queen of air and darkness, wizard. There is little I do not.
Will you tell me?
She touched the tip of her tongue to her lips, as if savoring the taste of the words. You should know us better than that by now, wizard. Nothing given by one of the she comes without a price.
My foot hurt. I had to hop a little bit on my good leg when my balance wavered.
Great, I muttered. What is it you want?
You, Mab said, folding her hands primly in front of her. My offer of knighthood yet stands open to you.
What's wrong with the new guy, I asked, that you dump him for me?
Mab showed me her teeth again.
I have not yet replaced my current knight, treacherous though he is, she purred.
He's still alive? I asked.
I suppose, Mab said, though he very much wishes that he were not. I have taken the time to explain to him at length the error of his ways. Torture. She'd been torturing him in vengeance for his treachery for more than 3 years. I felt a little sick to my stomach. If you like, you might consider it an act of mercy, she said. Accept my offer, and I will forgive your debt to me and answer all your questions freely. I shuddered. Mab's last night had been an abusive, psychotic, drug-addicted, murdering rapist. I was never clear on whether he got the job because of those qualities or whether they had been instilled in him on the job. Either way, the title of Winter Night was a permanent gig. If I accepted Mab's offer, I'd be doing it for life, though there would, of course, be no promises as to how long that life would be. I told you once before, I said, that I'm not interested. Things have changed, wizard, Mab said. You know the kind of power you face in Kemmler's heirs. As the Winter Knight, you would have strength far outweighing even your own considerable gifts. You would have the wherewithal to face your foes, rather than slinking through the night, gathering up whispers to use against them. No, I paused, and then said, and no means no.